Welcome to A Girl in Progress, the self-development podcast for millennial women working on themselves for themselves. We believe it's possible to strive to become the best version of yourself, while also accepting yourself exactly as you are. Whether it's giving you a glimpse into the daily routines of inspiring women, or sharing the stories of those who started before they felt ready, this podcast is all about encouraging you to take imperfect action towards your goals and find productivity and success on your own terms. As for me, I'm your host, Emma Norris. I'm a journalist, author, cheese enthusiast, imperfect action coach, and the founder of agirlinprogress.com. Let's get into the episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the A Girl in Progress podcast. Hope you're all having a good week. I know it's been a very stressful week for many with the elections, especially if you're in the US. So I hope you've been holding on and taking care of yourself. And that kind of ties in with today's episode. So obviously it's been quite the chaotic year, filled with lots of restrictions and uncertainty and anxiety. I think it needs to be acknowledged that sometimes it is hard to be productive and motivated in a pandemic when you don't even know what the next day will bring, let alone the distant future. So if you've fallen off track with your goals you set for yourself at the start of the year, just be kind to yourself, because the world was a very different place in January than the world we live in now. We could never have expected or planned for what's unfolded, and for many of us that's thrown our goals pretty off track. Maybe you had big travel plans, or we're going to join a new gym, or we're going to hold your first big event but haven't been able to because of the restrictions. Or maybe you do have goals that you could do from home, but your energy and motivation levels have just been a bit down. Either way, it's completely fine and normal. But as of this week, there are still 8 weeks left of 2020. And while you might not be able to move mountains in that time, that's still a pretty decent chunk of time to get back on track with your goals and be in a much better position as we move into 2021. So in today's episode, I'm going to share my top 4 simple tips for getting back on track with your goals and making the most of 2020, what's left of it, and beyond. So you don't have to be insanely motivated or energized to do this, but they'll allow you to make meaningful progress towards your goals, and that's what we're after. So step 1 is to revisit your goals. So where are you currently at with those goals that you set for yourself at the start of the year? Do you actually remember exactly what they are, or did you kind of just shove them in a drawer somewhere and haven't looked at them since January? No judgment if you did. But it's important to revisit those goals you've set for yourself and check that, one, they're still aligned for you. So are they still something that feels good for you? Do you still feel excited about them? If not, there's probably no point forcing it just for the sake of arbitrarily achieving that goal. To be honest, if it is a goal that's truly aligned for you, you probably won't have stopped thinking about it, even if it was scrunched up inside that drawer. It's also important to think about if that goal still makes sense for the current landscape of our world. So if it's something you're excited about, but it's not really realistic for the next year or so, you might want to just put it in the later pile, just put it on the back burner for now. Or come up with a smaller goal that will help point you in that direction. So if your goal was to take a trip around Europe, that's unfortunately probably not likely to happen this year or early next year, but you might set a goal to get $1,000 in the travel fund, and that's going to keep the momentum going and keep you going for when travel is an option. So finally, you need to also take stock of the progress you've already made towards those goals. So while it might not feel like you've come very far, you might be surprised at the slow progress you've actually made towards your goal. So maybe your goal was to make $20,000 on a course launch, and perhaps you're not quite there yet, but you've created a course and you've launched it once. You're so much further than you would be if you hadn't even started. So be proud of that and use that to ignite a fire under you to keep going. And if you've really made no progress whatsoever, again, don't beat yourself up. But I really would encourage you to question whether that goal is still something you actually want and if it's aligned to your true values. If it's not, that doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. It just means you might have to go back to the drawing board and dream up some new goals that do excite you. And you don't necessarily have to do that right now. You can always wait until the start of the year if that feels better for you. It's all about listening to your own body and what feels good to you. So step two is to break those goals down into daily habits. Because when we're working with quite a small or short time frame, what you do every day really counts. But that doesn't mean you have to completely overhaul your entire lifestyle in a matter of weeks. What we're doing here is really breaking those goals into smaller, manageable tasks or habits that we can build on for the next couple of weeks. So to give you an example, earlier this year I had a goal of doing 10 bodyweight chin-ups. So we got a chin-up bar for our balcony, and then for the first week I just did one every single day. And then the next week I did two every day, and then three every day, and so forth. And sometimes, you know, even on week two or three or four or five, I could only manage one because I was tired or fatigued. But it didn't matter. The consistency still got me there, and by the end of that 8 weeks, I could do 10. And I think that's a really good example of the power of what daily consistent habits can do for you over a short time frame. So if you're wanting to write a proposal for a book, this could look like writing 100 words every day for you. Or if you want to grow your Instagram following, it could be committing to posting a photo on your feed every day and engaging for 15 minutes every day. Or if you have a goal that's just like generally getting healthier, you could do what's called habit stacking or layering. And this is something that I've done in my own life recently. So I started with meditating every day, just doing like a 5-minute meditation. I did that every day for 2 weeks until it was habit. Then I added something else, taking vitamins every day. Then I added drinking 2 liters of water every day. And with these three habits combined, I feel so much healthier overall. And with something like this, it's really helpful to have something like a habit tracker that you can tick off every day when you've done it. So there's plenty of apps out there that allow you to do this, but I'm very much a pen and paper girl, and I really like the Best Self Co's tools, like their habit roadmap. I know I talk about Best Self all the time, but they really do have like the best simple tools that just do the trick. So tip three is to create a quick start plan. Okay, so at this point in the year, we don't really have the luxury of creating a long, elaborate game plan for how we're going to achieve those goals. What we want to do instead is create a quick start plan. So this is kind of like how sometimes when you get an appliance, they have like a shortened manual, or digital courses sometimes have these as well. It's really about finding the simplest and quickest way to get started with your goals. So we're finding the path of least resistance so you can really gain momentum with your goals and keep going. So an example of this would be, okay, I'm going to get a website for my business up. So instead of being a bit perfectionist or all or nothing about it and being like, you know, I need everything professionally branded from the get-go, it could be, okay, I'm going to 1, design a simple logo on Canva, 2, pick a website template I like, and 3, just use my LinkedIn bio from my about page. Boom, done. Like, it's not a perfect solution, but it's the one that's going to get you into action quickly. And you can always come back and refine later. So try to make this really simple, just 3 or 4 steps in your quick start plan. The fourth and final step is to set small risks and rewards. So I'm not going to get too into the details in this episode, but the human brain is very motivated by chasing rewards and avoiding discomfort. And we can use this to our advantage by setting small risks and rewards for our weekly habits and goals. So now it's important to make these congruent with the size of the goals you're setting. You know, you don't want to make a bet with a friend for $20,000 that you can stick to your gym routine for 8 weeks. But we're all about setting daily rewards, like, you know, getting yourself a coffee or going for a walk if you do stick to that task. And then weekly rewards, like, you know, maybe getting your nails done or getting a massage every 2 weeks. So just knowing that you have these things to look forward to if you do stick to those habits or goals is a really strong intrinsic motivator to keep you going. And in terms of risk or, you know, discomfort, this can be a bit of a tricky one to implement because nobody really wants to purposely inflict punishment on themselves. But I find this is where having an accountability buddy or coach is really helpful. Or using a tool like Boss as a Service, like I do, where you have someone checking in with you. It's not so much an actual risk as a kind of perceived fear of disappointing someone. And I find for me that alone is really helpful for keeping me on track. So there you have it, your 4-step guide to getting back on track with your goals and making the most of what's left of this crazy year. So just to recap, we had 1, revisit your goals. Number two, break them down into daily habits. Number three, create your quick start guide. And number four, set small risks and rewards. So I hope you found this helpful and that it showed you that you don't have to be all or nothing with your goals. You can really achieve a lot by just taking small steps within a short time frame. So if you want more of these sorts of tips to do with imperfect action, productivity, perfectionism, and procrastination, I'd really encourage you to hit subscribe in your podcast player so you never miss an episode, and it really supports the podcast for me as well. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll be in your ears this week, next week this time, with another solo episode. Until next time, go forth and conquer your week. Thanks for listening to the A Girl in Progress podcast. If you like what you heard, make sure you hit subscribe and leave us a review. You can also check us out over on agirlinprogress.com, the online destination for women working on themselves for themselves. Or get social with us on Instagram at _girlinprogress. Can't wait to see you there. This episode of the A Girl in Progress podcast is brought to you by the Bundle Coast Self-Improvement Bundle. Think of it kind of like the Netflix of self-development, with 75 different e-courses from leading experts at your fingertips to help you level up physically, mentally, spiritually, romantically, emotionally, and financially in 2021. Whether you want to get stronger in the gym, take the next step in your career, feel more confident in your own body, set yourself up for financial freedom, or improve your love life, you'll find a complete guide by someone who's forged the path before you. Individually, each of these courses would set you back hundreds of dollars, and together they add up to over $13,000. But with the bundle, you'll only pay $75.90. That's less than the cost of a grocery shop and a savings of over 99%. Seriously, if you only make one investment in yourself in 2021, I highly recommend you make it this one. The only catch? It's available for 1 week only, so you need to get in quick. Head to the link in show notes or agirlinprogress.com/bundle to grab yours today.